Welcome to the Story Weaver podcast. I'm your host, Bronrauk Mitchell. Come, sit with me under the story tree as I weave a tale or two for you. Greetings and welcome to Poetry with Bron. Today I'll be reading poetry for children from the Cambridge Book of Poetry for Children, which was edited by Kenneth Graham, author of The Wind and the Willows. I will start with poems from the section For the Very Smallest Ones. Merry Are the Bells. Merry are the bells, and merry would they ring. Merry was myself, and merry could I sing. With a merry ding-dong, happy, gay and free, and a merry sing-song, happy let us be. Waddle goes your gait, and hollow are your hose. Noddle goes your pate, and purple is your nose. Merry is your sing-song, happy, gay and free, with a merry ding-dong, happy let us be. Merry have we met, and merry have we been. Merry let us part, and merry meet again. With our merry sing-song, happy, gay and free, with a merry ding-dong, happy let us be. Curly Locks. Curly locks, curly locks, wilt thou be mine? Thou shalt not wash dishes, nor yet feed the swine, but sit on a cushion and sew a fine seam, and feed upon strawberries, sugar and cream. I saw a ship a-sailing. I saw a ship a-sailing, a-sailing on the sea, and it was full of pretty things, for baby and for me. There were sweetmeats in the cabin, and apples in the hold. The sails were made of silk, and the masts were made of gold. The 24 sailors that stood between the decks were 24 white mice with chains about their necks. The captain was a duck with a packet on his back, and when the ship began to move, the captain cried, "Quack, quack!" The Nut Tree. I had a little nut tree. Nothing would it bear but a silver nutmeg and a golden pear. The King of Spain's daughter, she came to see me, and all because of my little nut tree. I skipped over water, I danced over sea, and all the birds in the air couldn't catch me. Winter has come. Cold and raw the north wind doth blow, bleak in the morning early, all the hills are covered with snow, and winter's now come fairly. Poor Robin, the north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow. And what will poor Robin do then, poor thing? He'll sit in the barn and keep himself warm, and hide his head under his wing, poor thing. And now I'll read some poems from the section Familiar Objects. The Star by Anne and Jane Taylor. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle, all the night. Then the traveller in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. He could not see which way to go if you did not twinkle so. In the dark blue sky you keep, and often through my curtains peep, for you never shut your eye till the sun is in the sky. As your bright and tiny spark lights the traveller in the dark, though I know not what you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Kitty by Mrs. E. Prentice. Once there was a little kitty whiter than snow. In a barn she used to frolic long time ago. In the barn a little mousie ran to and fro, for she heard the kitty coming long time ago. Two eyes had little kitty, black as a sloe, and they spied the little mousie long time ago. Four paws had little kitty, paws soft as dough, and they caught the little mousie long time ago. Nine teeth had little kitty, all in a row, and they bit the little mousie long time ago. When the teeth bit little mousie, little mouse cried, "Oh!" But she got away from Kitty long time ago. Good Night by Anne and Jane Taylor. Little baby, lay your head on your pretty cradle bed. Shut your eye peeps now, the day and the light are gone away. All the clothes are tucked in tight, little baby dear, good night. Yes, my darling, well I know how the bitter wind doth blow, and the winter's snow and rain patter on the window pane, but they cannot come in here to my little baby dear. For the window shutteth fast till the stormy night is past, and the curtains warm are spread round about her cradle bed. So till morning shineth bright, little baby dear, good night. From the section for those a little older, The Butterfly's Ball by William Roscoe. Come, take up your hats, and away let us haste to the butterfly's ball and the grasshopper's feast. The trumpeter, Gadfly, has summoned the crew, and the revels are now only waiting for you. So said little Robert, and pacing along, his merry companions came forth in a throng. And on the smooth grass by the side of a wood, beneath a broad oak that for ages had stood, saw the children of earth and the tenants of air for an evening's amusement together repair. And there came the beetle, so blind and so black, who carried the emmet, his friend, on his back. And there was the gnat and the dragonfly too, with all their relations, green, orange, and blue. And there came the moth with his plumage of down, and the hornet in jacket of yellow and brown, who with him the wasp his companion did bring, but they promised that evening to lay by their sting. And the sly little dormouse crept out of his hole, and brought to the feast his blind brother the mole, and the snail with his horns peeping out of his shell came from a great distance, the length of an ell. A mushroom their table, and on it was laid a water dock leaf, which a tablecloth made. The viands were various to each of their taste, and the bee brought her honey to crown the repast. Then close on his haunches, so solemn and wise, the frog from a corner looked up to the skies, and the squirrel, well pleased such diversions to see, mounted high overhead and looked down from a tree. Then out came the spider with finger so fine to show his dexterity on the tight line. From one branch to another his cobwebs he slung. Then quick as an arrow he darted along, but just in the middle, oh, shocking to tell, from his rope in an instant poor Harlequin fell. Yet he touched not the ground, but with talons outspread, hung suspended in air at the end of a thread. Then the grasshopper came with a jerk and a spring. Very long was his leg, though but short was his wing. He took but three leaps, and was soon out of sight, then chirped his own praises the rest of the night. With steps so majestic, the snail did advance, and promised the grazers a minuet to dance. But they all laughed so loud that he pulled in his head and went in his own little chamber to bed. Then as evening gave way to the shadows of night, their watchman, the glowworm, came out with a light. Then home let us hasten, while yet we can see, for no watchman is waiting for you and for me. So said little Robert, pacing along, his merry companions returned in a throng. And now from the section Toys and Play, Indoors and Out, The Land of Storybooks by R.L. Stevenson. At evening when the lamp is lit, around the fire my parents sit. They sit at home and talk and sing, and do not play at anything. Now with my little gun I crawl all in the dark along the wall, and follow round the forest track away behind the sofa back. There in the night where none can spy, all in my hunter's camp I lie, and play at books that I have read, till it is time to go to bed. These are the hills, these are the woods, these are my starry solitudes, and there the river by whose brink the roaring lions come to drink. I see the others far away, as if in firelight camp they lay, and I, like to an Indian scout, around their party prowled about. So when my nurse comes in for me, home I return across the sea, and to bed with backward looks at my dear land of story books. Ring, O Roses, by W. Graham Robertson. Hush a while, my darling, for the long day closes, nodding into slumber on the blue hill's crest. See the little clouds play ring-a-ring-a-roses, planting fairy gardens in the red rose west. Greet him for us, cloudlets, say we're not forgetting golden gifts of sunshine, merry hours of play. Ring a ring of roses around the sweet sun setting, spread a bed of roses for the dear dead day. Hush-a-by, my little one, the dear day dozes, doffed his crown of kingship and his fair flag furled, while the earth and sky play ring-a-ring-a-roses, ring-a-ring-a-roses, round the rose-red world. From the section Dreamland, Winken, Blinken and Nod by Eugene Field. Winken, Blinken and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old man asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winken, Blinken and Nod. The old man laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in that beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winken, Blinken and Nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be, and some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Winken, Blinken and Nod. Winken and Blinken are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head, and the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So shut your eyes while mother sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, Winken, Blinken and Nod. Mother and I, from Eugene Field. O mother, my love, if you'll give me your hand and go where I ask you to wander, I will lead you to a beautiful land, the dreamland that is waiting out yonder. We'll walk in a sweet posy garden out there where moonlight and starlight are streaming, and the flowers and the birds are filling the air with the fragrance and music of dreaming. There'll be no little tired out boy to undress, no questions or cares to perplex you. There'll be no little bruises or bumps to caress, nor patching of stockings to vex you. For I'll rock you away on a silver dew stream and sing you asleep when you are weary, and no one shall know of our beautiful dream but you and your own little dearie. And when I am tired, I'll nestle my head in the bosom that soothed me so often, and the wide-awake stars shall sing in my stead, a song which our dreaming shall soften. So, Mother, my love, let me take your dear hand, and away through the starlight we'll wander, away through the mist to the beautiful land, the dreamland that's waiting out yonder. From the section Fairyland. Dirge on the Death of Oberon, the Fairy King, by G.W. Thornberry. Toll the lilies, silver bells, Oberon, the king, is dead. In her grief the crimson rose and all her velvet leaves has shed. Toll the lilies, silver bells, Oberon is dead and gone. He who looked an emperor when his glowworm crown was on. Toll the lilies, silver bells, slay the dragonfly, his steed. Dig his grave within the ring of the mushrooms in the mead. They Dance and Play by William Shakespeare. Come unto these yellow sands and then take hands. Curtsied when you have and kiss it. The wild waves whist. Foot it featly here and there. And sweet sprites, the burthen bear. Hark, hark. Bow wow. The watchdogs bark, bow wow. Hark, hark, I hear the strain of strutting chanticleer. Cry, cock-a-diddle-dow. A Busy One by William Shakespeare. Over hill, over dale, thorough bush, thorough briar. Over park, over pale, thorough flood, thorough fire. I do wander everywhere. Swifter than the moon's sphere, and I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensioners be, in their gold coats spots you see. Those be rubies, fairy favours, in those freckles live their savours. I must go seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. The Lavender Beds by W.B. Rands. The garden was pleasant with old-fashioned flowers. The sunflowers and hollyhocks stood up like towers. There were dark turncap lilies and jessamine rare, and sweet thyme and marjoram scented the air. The moon made the sundial tell the time wrong. 'Twas too late in the year for the nightingale's song. The box trees were clipped and the alleys were straight till he came to the shrubbery hard by the gate. The fairy stepped out of the lavender beds with mob caps or wigs on their quaint little heads. My lord had a sword and my lady a fan. The music struck up and the dancing began. I watched them go through with a grave minuet. Wherever they footed, the dew was not wet. They bowed and they curtsied, the brave and the fair, and laughing like chirping of crickets was there. Then all on a sudden a church clock struck loud. A flutter, a shiver was seen in the crowd. The cock crew, the wind woke, the trees tossed their heads, and the fairy folk hid in the lavender beds. From the section Fur and Feather. Men are brethren of each other, one in flesh and one in food, and a sort of foster brother is the litter or the brood. Of that folk in fur or feather, who with men together press the wind and weather. By Christina Rossetti. The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what immortal hand or eye framed thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burn that fire within thine eyes? On what wings dared he aspire? What the hand dared seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart when thy heart began to beat? What dread hand formed thy dread feet. What the hammer, what the chain, knit thy strength and forged thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp, dared thy deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? The Cow by Anne and Jane Taylor. Thank you, pretty cow, that made pleasant milk to soak my bread every day and every night, warm and fresh and sweet and white. Do not chew the hemlock rank growing on the reedy bank, but the yellow cowslips eat. They will make it very sweet. Where the purple violet grows, where the bubbling water flows, where the grass is fresh and fine, pretty cow, go there and dine. And that brings us to the end of today's show. I will be back with more of these poems further down the line, and there is another volume at least to go with it. I will return on Friday with The Craft of Storytelling. The Story Weaver podcast intro and outro were created by my editor and tech whiz, Paul Aiken, using licensed music from Stock 20. If you would like to contact me, you can send me an email to thestoryweaverpodcast@gmail.com. Farewell for now, dear friends.